This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back to healthcare for a bit in this part of the program. The Supreme Court had the final say on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act this morning, but that doesn't mean there aren't plenty of questions yet to answer, specifically about how the states are going to implement the things. One of the biggest questions is about Medicaid, the state-federal partnership that provides health care to the poor. The court ruled this morning the federal government cannot force states to expand Medicare by threatening to take away federal dollars those states already get. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein breaks that bit down for us.
The Affordable Care Act banks on bringing 16 million poor people onto insurance rolls by expanding Medicaid. What the court did today, says Brown political science professor James Marone, is give states a choice. Expand Medicaid or don't?
The huge question for coverage is what happens to the states that have always been reluctant to cover its Medicaid population.
Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana. Bruce Greenstein is Louisiana's top health official.
We don't believe that the model is set up for success. And so we made a very strategic decision about that. We didn't want to bear very high costs for the state.
Greenstein's counterpart in Wisconsin says no decisions will be made in his state until after the November elections. Basically, these states are concerned about money. In Florida, for example, 28% of the state's budget already goes towards Medicaid. That could climb to 40% under the health care law. All this sets up a new battle, says James Marone of Brown.
The sleeper in this is that the public hospitals, the urban hospitals, and the primary care physicians will fight very hard now, I think, for the expansions of Medicaid. So you've got a very serious lobby in many states.
Of course, a quarter of states are already on board. California, for one, has moved to quickly comply with the law. Peter Lee is the head of the California Health Insurance Exchange, which will help the uninsured buy coverage. And Lee says he's had a party planned for a while.
I've already bought the champagne.
How much a bottle now?
Well, I'm almost embarrassed to say I got it on sale for $6.99 because I am a state employee.
While this controversy will certainly continue, at least in California, there's plenty to celebrate. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.